The composer then looked at the child, who smiled but did not speak. And then the child faded into the dark of the past, where the darkness is always deep. And Beethoven turned back to fate, who had always been close by, and told her what he wanted changed so that his fate could be defied. I did not need a teacher who taught with the back of his hand, while the music I was dreaming he could never understand. Fate said, "These moments of your life I'll change. But there is a warning that I must give. To change one moment of a life can change how that life is lived. Like the gears inside a clock, one moment turns another. Remove from a wall a single block, and sometimes that whole wall will shudder. The pain you felt through childhood would now seem to have no worth, but it was the salve you sought to ease that pain that gave your sixth symphony birth. So before I grant this wish and this tale you later tell, know that these wounds will disappear, but so will your sixth symphony as well. So now that you know all that will be changed, including things far out of view, when your decision has been made, tell me what it is you would have me do." Fate did not have long to wait, for the answer was clear upon his face. His childhood would retain its tears, and his sixth symphony would retain its place. Fate then said that they should move on, for their time was growing short, and then asked where he had been happiest, and she watched as he followed that thought. For a moment, there was a glitter, somewhere beyond his stare, in a time when days were not bitter, and she found Vienna there. Which brings us all, my friends, to the next chapter in our story, as they watched Beethoven as a young man arriving in Vienna with all its glory.